At a quarter past four, almost 4 million Australians, and you could be one of them, have so far lodged their tax returns. In fact, 4 million refunds have been issued so far, and they average around $2,500. Does that sound like you? And if it does, what have you been spending your tax refund on? 9221182. David Sharp is a financial planner with Globe Financial Planning and joins me on Perth Live this afternoon. G'day, David.
Good afternoon, Ollie.
Are people getting their tax returns in a little quicker than usual this year?
I think people's bank balances might have suffered a bit because of COVID. So there's definitely a rush in the first few days of tax returns opening for people getting them in. And as you pointed out, 4.1 million already issued.
And $2,500 on average is the return. What would you suggest that person does with their tax return of $2,500?
So there's the boring financial planning answer, Ollie, which is for those who have, unfortunately for a number of our fellow Australians, have been doing it tough. So a lot of them have been taking on personal loans or credit card debts. And by far, if this is you, use that money to pay off credit card debt, because a 20% interest rate is huge and it compounds very, very quickly. But for others, if you haven't had to use credit card debts, maybe you've pulled money out of super. Maybe this helps you reassess your need to pull money out of super, because we know that's going to have an impact at your retirement years. Mm-hmm. So use the money for those purposes, to keep a roof over the head or perhaps food on the table. And if you're even blessed to not have to worry about that either, there's some really cool things you can do with super to turn that $2,500 into $3,500 or $4,000 by taking advantage of some of the tax concessions the government offers as well.
Is that easy enough to do, David?
It is. So it does depend a little bit on how much you earn. So for lower income earners, there's spouse tax rebates that you can take advantage of. There's co-contribution schemes you can take advantage of. So those sort of schemes work for lower income earners. For higher income earners, there's some pre-tax contributions you can make to super, which gives you then tax deductions as well. So there really is something for everyone, but it's not the same strategy for everyone.
Of course, and everybody's financial circumstances are a little bit different, but could some of it go towards, if you were one of the 4.1 million Australians who received on average $2,500 refund, could some of it go towards stimulating the economy? How much does that continue to help?
Yeah, look, it absolutely will. And I think if you ask me, or if you ask Scott Morrison, you get two very different answers, and he'll want you out there spending it within the broader economy. And there's no doubt, I always think, if you're going to spend it places that have really suffered. And, that's the areas like retail or the arts, recreation, all those sorts of places that are really, really doing it tough at the moment. Local tourism as well. So if you are going to spend it, get out and spend it in those areas, because they're the ones who need it the most and going to help keep them afloat. Because if they go down, Ollie, we've got nowhere to go and spend our money in the future when things get better.
David Sharp, appreciate your time. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Ollie.
Financial planner at Globe Financial Planning. That is David Sharp. Are you getting your money back from your tax this year? And what are you spending it on? 9221182.